When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
The little girl I carry, is this the little boy at play? I don't remember growing older. When she get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so tall? Wasn't it yesterday when they were sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the days. Seedlings turn overnight to sunflowers, blossoming even as we gaze. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly the years. One season following another, laden with happiness and
swiftly fly the years, indeed. Can you imagine that it's been 50 years since Fiddler on the Roof debuted on Broadway on September 22nd, 1964? Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, radiating out of the, upscale shtetl of Southampton, New York. Well, that was Sammy Davis Jr. singing one of the great songs from that show, and why not? Sammy was Jewish. But as the song, or the advertisement slogan used to go, you don't have to be Jewish to appreciate Fiddler on the Roof, one of the great cornerstones of the American musical, for many years the longest running show of all time. And today we're going to go through its incredible score, its story, and some interesting variations. The book was by Joseph Stein, adapted from four of the Tevye stories written by the Yiddish writer Sholem Aleichem. He wrote about 10 of them from about 1899 to 1914. Incomparable music by Jerry Bach, beautiful, moving, pertinent lyrics by Sheldon Harnick, and all wrapped up together by the great director Jerome Robbins. Now, when they started with this show, everyone was afraid it was going to be some sort of esoteric show. There really weren't a lot of shows about Jewish folk on Broadway, certainly not a show all about Jewish folk, and certainly not about them in Russia, in a shtetl in 1905. And Jerome Robbins kept pestering the team. He says, you're not telling me what it's about. I said, well, it's about Tevye. He's a milkman. He's got five daughters. And yeah. And it's about changes. Uh-huh. It's about change in tradition. And Robin said, now you got it. And working with Bach and Harnick, he created one of the great opening numbers of any musical ever. So here is Zero Mostel and the 1964 cast of Fiddler on the Roof with the great opening number.
Fiddler on the Roof. Sounds crazy, no? But in our little village of Anatevka, you might say, every one of us is a fiddler on the roof, trying to scratch out a pleasant, simple tune without breaking his neck. It isn't easy. You may ask, why do we stay up there if it's so dangerous? We stay because Anatevka is our home. And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word. Tradition. 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 Because of our traditions, we've kept our balance for many years. Here in Anatevka, we have our traditions for everything. How to eat, how to sleep, how to work, even how to wear clothes. For instance, we always keep our heads covered, and we wear these little prayer shawls. This shows our constant devotion to God. You may ask, how did this tradition get started? I'll tell you. I don't know. But it's a tradition. Because of our traditions, everyone here knows who he is and what God expects him to do.
Whole day and night must scramble for a living, feed a wife and children, say his daily prayers, and who has the right as master of the house to have the final word at home? The Papa! She's pretty. The sun, the suns. Tradition. The sun, the suns.
sun. Day and night must scramble for a living, feed a wife and children, say his daily prayers, and he has the right as pastor of the house to have a final word at home. She's a part of
the circle of our little village, we've always had our many special types. For instance, Yen to the matchmaker.
Avram, I have a perfect match for your son, a wonderful girl.
Who is it?
Rachel, the shoemaker's daughter.
Rachel? She can hardly see. She's almost blind.
Tell the truth, Avram. Is your son so much to look at? The way she sees and the way he looks, it's a perfect match.
And Reb Nochem, the beggar.
Alms for the poor. Alms for the poor.
Here, Reb Nochem, here's one kopeck.
One kopeck? Last week you gave me two kopecks.
I had a bad week.
So, if you had a bad week, why should I suffer?
And most important, our beloved rabbi.
Rabbi, may I ask you a question?
Certainly, my son.
Is there a proper blessing for the Tsar?
A blessing for the Tsar, of course. May God bless and keep the Tsar far away from us.
Among ourselves, we've always gotten along perfectly well. Of course, there was a time he sold him a horse, but delivered a mule. But that's all settled. Now we live in simple peace and harmony.
It was a horse.
It was a mule.
It was a horse.
It was a mule.
It was a horse.
It was a mule.
Tradition. Tradition. Without our traditions, our life would be as shaky as a fiddler on the roof.
I wonder if Yenta the matchmaker found a husband for you.
Oh, Yenta, Yenta, Yenta.
Well, somebody has to arrange the matches. Young people can't decide these things themselves.
She might bring someone wonderful.
Someone interesting.
And well off.
And important. Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch. Matchmaker, matchmaker, look through your book and make me a perfect match.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, I'll bring the veil. You bring the groom. Slender and pale, bring me a ring, for I'm longing to be the envy of all I see.
For Papa, make him a scholar.
For Mama, make him rich as a king. For me, well, I wouldn't holler if he were as handsome as anything.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch. Night after night. Dark, I'm alone, so find me a match of my own.
Since when are you interested in a match, Chava? I thought you just had your eye on your books. And you have your eye on the rabbi's son.
Well, why not? We have only one rabbi. He has only one son. Why shouldn't I want the best?
Because you're a girl from a poor family. So whatever Yenta brings, you'll take. Right? Of course, right. Hoddle, oh Hoddle, have I made a match for you? He's handsome, he's young, all right, he's 62, but he's a nice man, a good catch. True, true, I promise you'll be happy, and even if you're not, there's more to life than that. Don't ask me what. Chava, I found attract him. Will you be a lucky bride? He's handsome, he's tall, that is from side to side. But he's a nice man, a good catch, right? Right. You heard he has a temper, he'll beat you every night, but only when he's sober, so you're all right. Did you think you'd get a prince? Well, I do the best I can. With no dowry, no money, no family background, be glad you got a man.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, you know that I'm still very young. Please take your time.
Up to this minute, I misunderstood that I could get stuck for good. Dear Yenta, see that he's gentle. Remember, you were also a bride. It's not that I'm sentimental. It's just that I'm terrified.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, plan me no plans. I'm in no rush. Maybe I've learned playing with matches a girl can get burned. So bring me no ring, groom me no groom, find me no find, catch me no catch, unless he's a matchless match.
That was Julia Magennis, Tanya Everett, and the wonderful Joanna Merlin as Tevye's three daughters, who posed such problems for him in the chorus of the show Fiddler on the Roof, which we're celebrating today. That and the previous performance were from the original cast album. The original cast album is kind of not as great as the show. Let me put it that way. It's missing some key music and slightly dull in its recording, my opinion. So we're going to change it up as we go further through the show. But we have to give Zero Mostel that great, great, wonderful one-of-a-kind actor. I once said, if musical comedy is larger than life, there was only one actor who was larger than musical comedy, and that was Zero Mostel. And here is his set piece as Tevye, the Tony Award-winning performance from the 1964 Fiddler on the Roof.
Dear God, you made many, many poor people. I realize, of course, that it's no shame to be poor, but it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune? If I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a biddy biddy rich, idle, diddle, diddle, diddle man, I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with a real wooden floors below. There could be one long staircase just going up and one even longer coming down. And one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each loud will land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say here lives a wealthy man. Oh, if I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a biddy biddy rich, idle diddle 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 man, I see my wife, my Goldie, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to our heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oh, what a happy mood she's in. Screaming at the servants day and night. The most important men in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the Wise. If you please, Reptavia, pardon me, Reptavia, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. La ri ra ri ri ra ra. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I lack to sit in a synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the Eastern Wall. And I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. That would be the sweetest thing of all. Oh, if I were a rich man, I'd all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
Zero Mostel, the one and only Tevye from Fiddler on the Roof, whose 50th anniversary we are celebrating this week, September 22nd, 1964. Sheldon Harnick, who's an East Ender himself, said that he heard that little deedle diddle diddle after going to a Hebrew Actors Union Fund concert. He saw some of two women performing that and drafted it in. What a clever man. Well, Fiddler on the Roof obviously centers around the rituals and the traditions and the diurnal rhythms of a small Jewish family in the Ukraine. And because it was so specific, it really didn't have those sort of breakout songs the way, say, Hello Dolly or Mame or Bye Bye Birdie, other songs of that era had. But its idiosyncrasy, in a way, made it incredibly universal. And here's an amazing jazz cover by Cannonball Adderley, of all people, which seems to me to weave in a kind of New Orleans funeral march sentiment with the Sabbath prayer. I don't know. There's something about the score that's eternal. And here is Cannonball Adderley's take on some great music by Jerry Bock. Thank you. Cannonball Adderley and his group of sidemen giving us Sabbath Prayer from Fiddler on the Roof. Well, in the story, Tevye marries off, or attempts to marry off, his eldest daughter, Tsaitel, to Laser Wolf, a very wealthy butcher in the town of Anatevka, and we find out that goes awry. And one of the interesting things about the show is the authors decided they didn't want to use a lot of Yiddish, if at all. Here's one of the few times they do. It's actually Hebrew. And so if it's in Hebrew, what happens when you sing it in Yiddish? Well, how do you translate that? Well, here's the great singer Jan Pierce to tell us how to sing L'chaim in Yiddish.
L'chaim mit Blick L'chaim L'chaim, L'chaim soll sein Lo mir noch lebedig und fröhlich sein Wird wie ein Melech sein L'chaim soll sein mit Blick L'chaim L'chaim, L'chaim soll sein Das Leben ist ein Mischmach für uns Ach, das bleut auch schon uns Alle Chaim soll sein Deso macht er bei Chayenu Steht vor uns ein Possig Drehen wir sich doch Besser Gott zu sorgen Echo Macht man sich ein Simche Will man Simches noch So sein Mit Glück Lechaim Lechaim Mein Tochter Mein Wein Du siehst ein Simche A Kraft zu tun Der Breh A Schnapp zu tun Alle Chaim Glück, Lechaim, Lechaim, mein Tochter, mein Weib. Du siehst es in Fe, a Tracht zu tun, a Fe, a Schnapp zu tun. Lechaim, Lechaim, Lechaim.
Jan Pierce, great opera singer and devoted performer, he actually played Tevye towards the end of the 3,242 performance run. Let's go to the 21st century revival of Fiddler on the Roof with Alfred Molina, who's now in a great movie with John Lithgow out there, Love is Strange, a great actor. And here's a section that was never recorded in the original cast album when the tailor Muttel Kamsoil tries to convince Tevye that he should sever the relationship with Laser Wolf and let his daughter Tsaitel marry a poor tailor instead. Tevye's monologue from the revival of Fiddler on the Roof, starring Alfred Molina.
Times are changing, Reb Tevye. The thing is, your daughter Tsaitel and I gave each other our pledge more than a year ago that we would marry.
You gave each other a pledge?
Yes, Papa, we gave each other our pledge.
They gave each other a pledge. It's unheard of. Absurd. You gave each other a pledge. Unthinkable. Where do you think you are? In Moscow? In Paris? Where do they think they are? America! And what do you think you're doing? You stitcher? You nothing? Who do you think you are? King Solomon? This isn't the way it's done. Not here, not now. Some things I will not, I cannot allow. Tradition. Marriages must be arranged by the Papa. This should never be changed. One little time you pull out a prop, and where does it stop? Where does it stop? Where does it stop? Do I still have something to say about my daughter? Or doesn't anybody have to ask the father anymore?
I have wanted to ask you for some time, Reb Tevye, but first I wanted to save up for my own sewing machine.
Stop talking nonsense. You're just a poor tailor.
Well, that's true, Reb Tevye, but even a poor tailor is entitled to some happiness. I promise you, Reb Tevye, your daughter will not starve.
Oh, he's beginning to talk like a man. But what kind of match would that be with a poor tailor? On the other hand, he's an honest, hard worker. On the other hand, he has absolutely nothing. On the other hand, things could never get worse for him. They could only get better. They gave each other a pledge, unheard of, absurd. They gave each other a pledge, unthinkable.
But look at my daughter's face. She loves him. She wants him. And look at my daughter's eyes. So hopeful. Tradition. Well, children, when shall we make the wedding?
Thank you, Papa!
Thank you, Papa!
Thank you, Papa. Golda. What do I do about Golda? Oh, help!
Mazel tov!
Mazel tov indeed. Cheers to the creative talents that put together Fiddler on the Roof, the 50th anniversary of which we are celebrating this week. That was from the film soundtrack, a great again, Jerry Bock dance music, impeccably choreographed, the bottle dance. You may remember that. They wear bottles on their heads. Choreographed by Jerome Robbins in the original. And that track didn't appear on the original cast album, but I love that music, so it's great to share it with you. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and now we are taking Main Street all the way back to our roots, to the Ukraine, here on WPPB 88.3 FM. Well, now the end of the first act in Fiddler didn't end terribly well. The shadow of the pogrom, which would eventually disperse the residents of Anatevka all over the world, starts to rear its head. But in the second act, Tevye and his long-suffering wife, Golda, or maybe Tevye's long-suffering, you could decide, depending on which side of the fence you're on, sort of come to a understanding about who they are. This is from a very odd studio album starring Robert Merrill, the great opera singer, and Molly Picon, the great lodestar of the Yiddish theater, playing Golda. I think she plays Yenta in the film. It's not the most perfect version of this song, but I think it's incredibly charming. Here's Robert Merrill and Molly Picon.
Do you love me?
Do I what?
Do you love me?
Do I love you? With our daughters getting married and the trouble in the town, you're upset, you're worn out. Go inside, go lie down. Maybe it's indigestion.
Golden, I'm asking you a question. Do you love me?
You're a fool.
But do you love me?
Do I love you?
Well,
for 25 years I've washed your clothes, cooked your meals, cleaned your house, given you children, milked the cow. After 25 years, why talk about love right now?
Golden, the first time I met you was on a wedding day. I was scared.
I was shy.
I was nervous.
So was I.
But my father and my mother said we learned to love each other. And now I'm asking, Golden, do you love me?
I'm your wife.
I know, but do you love me?
Do I love him?
No.
For 25 years I've lived with him, fought with him, starved with him. 25 years, my bed is his. If that's not love, what is?
Then you love me.
I suppose I do.
So I suppose I love. It doesn't change a thing, but even so, after 25 years, it's nice to love. Darling.
So stop already.
Well, Molly Picon couldn't help but add a little something that's not in the script. Anyway, today we're celebrating Fiddler on the Roof. Boy, what if you're Jewish, as I am, and you grew up in the tri-state area in the 60s and 70s, it was indomitable and incredibly influential. I saw Zero do it at Westbury Music Fair in 74, saw him revive it twice on Broadway in 76. I was in it in high school, so definitely a show one loves to celebrate. It's so magical and touching, especially in the second act when Tevye's second daughter, Huddle, decides to run away and marry a reactionary, Jewish reactionary, who's been sent to Siberia, and he bids farewell to her on a station platform. Here is the 2001 revival with Alfred Molina and Laura Michelle Kelly.
Siberia? And he asks you to leave your father and mother and join him in that frozen wasteland and marry him there?
No, Papa, he did not ask me to go. I want to go. I don't want him to be alone. I want to help him in his work. It is the greatest work a man can do, Papa.
But Hoddle, baby...
Papa, how can I hope to make you understand why I do what I do? Why I must travel to a distant land, far from the home I love? Once I was happily content to be as I was, where I was, close to the people who are close to me, here in the home I love. Who could see who would change the shape of my dreams? Helpless now I stand with him, watching older dreams grow dim. Oh, what a melancholy choice this is, wanting home, wanting him, closing my heart to every hope but his, leaving the home I love. There where my heart has settled long ago, I must go, I must go. Who could imagine I'd be wandering so far from the home I love? Yet there with my love, I'm a home.
And who, my child, will there be to perform a marriage there in the wilderness?
I promise you, Papa, we'll be married under a canopy.
No doubt a rabbi or two was also arrested. Well, give him my regards, this Moses of yours. I always thought he was a good man. Tell him I rely on his honor to treat my daughter well. Tell him that.
Papa, God alone knows when we will see each other again.
Then we will leave it in his hands. Take care of her. See that she dresses warm.
You would think that Fiddler on the Roof was the perfect musical. Indeed, it won a slew of Tonys and is one of the most enduring classics in the American musical theater. But it was a hard road to get to Broadway. Again, many people thought the show was too Jewish. It opened during a newspaper strike out of town. A lot of changes were made. Jerome Robbins was rather ruthless in a good way in terms of shaping it. And here are two songs that didn't make the final cut, and boy, are they great anyway. The first, you're going to hear Bach and Harnick themselves singing Dear Sweet Sewing Machine, which was cut from the second act, and this comes from a great new 2-CD set called Sheldon Harnick Hidden Treasures, which I recommend you going out and buying. And then we'll hear Herschel Bernardi sing another song that was cut from the show.
Dear sweet sewing machine, I will promise to love, honor, and keep you polished and clean. Oil, grease, all you can eat, if you will turn my satin and silk into sugar and salt, butter and milk.
And maybe a toy, a baby should have.
You have suffered neglect, unloved. Maybe before, not anymore. We need you if we're to make both ends meet. Do you know what you are, dear sweet sewing machine? You'll come to mean our own samovar.
Pots, pans,
blankets and sheets, cabbage and beets,
corn,
raisins and dates,
plums,
pears,
pitchers and plates,
tables and chairs,
and farther away,
a place of our own someday. What if you're secondhand,
scratched,
worn?
You're still the best we've ever seen.
So welcome, sewing machine, to our home.
When Messiah comes, he will say to us, I apologize that I took so long, but I had a little trouble finding you. Over here a few and over there a few. You were hard to reunite, but everything is going to be all right. Up in heaven there, how I wrung my hands when they exiled you from the promised land. Into Babylon you went like castaways on the first of many, many moving days. What a day and what a blow. How terrible I felt, you'll never know. Since that day, many men said to us, get thee out. Kings they were, gone they are. We're still here. When Messiah comes, he will say to us, I was worried sick if you'd last or not. And I spoke to God and said, would that be fair if Messiah came and there was no one there? And the Lord replied to me, wait, everything will be all right, you'll see. Many times, many men took our homes, took our lives. Kings they were, gone they are. We're still here. When Messiah comes and his reign begins, truth and justice then shall appear on earth. But if this reward we would be worthy of, we must keep our covenant with God above. So be patient and devout, and gather up your things and get thee out.
Herschel Bernardi, the second Tevye on Broadway, singing a great song that was cut from Fiddler on the Roof. One of my favorite parts of the score is the ballet where Tevye has to say goodbye to his third daughter who runs away with a Russian Gentile. It's not in the cast album. Too bad. Beautifully done in the movie with the film's Tevye Topol. So here is what's called the Chava Ballet from the movie of Fiddler on the Roof.
Little bird, little traveler, I don't understand what's happening today. Everything is all a blur. All I can see is a happy child, the sweet little bird you were. Traveler, traveler. Little bird, little chavale, you were always such a pretty little thing, everybody's favorite child. Gentle and kind and affectionate, what a sweet little bird you were. Chavale, chavale.
I think those last plaintive violin chords are actually performed by Isaac Stern for the film soundtrack of Fiddler on the Roof. Well, has there ever been a more heartbreaking show on Broadway than Fiddler on the Roof? Certainly none that achieved the kind of success it did. It almost seems impossible that Tevye and his family can endure what happens to them in the second act of the show. A second daughter who goes to Siberia to marry the man she loves, a third daughter, Jewish daughter, obviously, who runs away with a Christian, which means that she is cut off from that particular family. And as Fiddler on the Roof sort of rolls its cart to its inexorable conclusion, the villagers of Anatevka are also asked to leave in a pogrom, which is historical fact that the Tsar at the time passed a lot of edicts doing what we would now call ethnic cleansing, which sadly still exists all over the world. This show really knocked people out. Again, there was something about it, which is a lesson, I think, it's as old as Shakespeare, that the more specific and idiosyncratic sometimes you are with things, the more universal they can be. So this show, with its prayer shawls and Sabbath prayers and Yiddishisms and cultures and stuff, was very unique to Broadway at the time, and yet it struck this international chord. Joseph Stein, who wrote the book, said that he was stunned that when the show was eventually done in Japan, I guess 68, 69, somebody, a Japanese man, came to him and said, I have no idea. Did this succeed in New York? And Joseph Stein said, of course it succeeded in New York. It's one of the biggest hits ever. Why? And the man said, because it's so Japanese. And every culture, of course, that tries to deal with change and changes in tradition, we're affected by this. So we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the great, great Fiddler on the Roof. I take my hat off, but we always wear our hats, right? To Joseph Stein, Jerry Bach, my dear, sweet Sheldon Harnick, who lives out here, a good pal, and of course Jerome Robbins, whose last Broadway musical this was. Well, let us return to the original Broadway musical and always keep the show deep in our hearts. And here is the final number, Anatevka, as the villagers disperse to the world where they came to America and in many cases became our ancestors. A great show, a great milestone in the American theater, Fiddler on the Roof.
After a lifetime, a piece of paper, an edict from the authorities, and we must all leave our homes.
Rabbi, we've been waiting for the Messiah all our lives. Wouldn't this be a good time for him to come?
We'll have to wait for him someplace else. Meanwhile, let's start packing.
Well, Anatevka hasn't exactly been the Garden of Eden.
That's true.
After all, what have we got here? A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
A pot.
A pan.
A broom.
A hat.
Someone should have set a match to this place years ago.
A bench.
A tree.
So what's a stove?
Or a house. People who pass through Anatevka don't even know they've been here.
A stick of wood?
A piece of cloth.
What do we leave? Nothing much. Only Anatevka. Anatevka, Anatevka, underfed, overworked, Anatevka. Where else could Sabbath be so sweet? Anatevka, Anatevka, intimate, obstinate, Anatevka. Where I know everyone I meet. Soon I'll be a stranger in a strange new place, searching for an old familiar face. From Anatevka I belong in Anatevka, tumble down workaday Anatevka. Dear little village, little town of
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.